Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the second hour. If you don't get the first hour, you can go back and podcast and rehear it, or you can ask your station to play both hours. I know that some of you get it on Sundays and not Saturday, and you only get 1 hour. You know, you can hear it always, 24/7 on iHeart Media. Anywhere where you listen to podcasts, you can find it. And I just want to give a notice that Sunday and Monday, it's going to be late Sunday night and then early Monday morning. You want to be aware, have your emergency phone system working, and so that you can get notices of any tornadoes. We're going to have a repeat of what happened last Monday. Another cold front's coming through, and with Florida's warm temperatures, North Florida, Georgia, Alabama even, it's just going to be really, 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 really strong, and you want to be prepared for that. So let's go, and John Denver's coming, and we're going to have the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is provided courtesy of Wendy Wilbur, the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Master Gardener, statewide coordinator. And I read it in the Master Gardener newsletter, and I go, that's my dirty word of the day this week. Trap cropping. And it's an alternative form of pest management that uses biological control to shepherd invading insects away from your main crop. This method of distraction helps reduce pesticide use and limits damage from insects when used in tandem with other integrated pest management techniques. A trap crop can be defined as a sacrificial plant that draws away damaging insects from the main crop or your desired species. This method of pest management involves planting species that the invading insect would choose over the main crop if given the choice. The goal is to eradicate the pests that collect on the trap crop before they move on to the main crop. Trap crops can attract pests in different ways. Some release scents or visual cues that draw in the target insects, while others serve as dead-end traps where pests lay their eggs but the larvae don't survive. Some trap crops can help bring in beneficial insects that naturally manage pests, while others serve as an attractive food source. Trap cropping design, I told Wendy I'd have a hard time saying it. Trap cropping design will also vary depending on how the target pests attack. A perimeter trap cropping creates a defense border like fortress walls to stop the pests before they reach the main crop. Perimeter trap crops should be planted at least 5 feet away from your main crop to prevent easy access to your desired plant. This style is best suited for pests with limited mobility. Planting intermittently by scattering trap crops throughout the main patch works best for insects that can move between plants quite freely. The number of trap plants used should be roughly 10 to 20% of the main crops. So what kind of plants should you use? Well, blue Hubbard squash is useful in luring cucumber beetles, squash bugs, and squash vine borers away from zucchini and summer squash and cucumbers. Sunflower and grains such as triticale, sorghum, millet, and buckwheat can serve as a trap for stink bugs. Sorghum and sunflowers can also be used as a trap crop for leaf-footed bugs, luring them away from tomato plants. Mustard has been an effective control of harlequin bugs on collards. Trap cropping is an excellent way to manage damaging insects, but it's not the complete solution. Using trap crops as part of the integrated pest management will give your efforts a more holistic approach. And the goal of IPM integrated pest management is to take preventative measures to manage pests and decrease the use of pesticides, which sends less chemicals into the environment and prevents pesticide resistance. So put in some trap crops, some species that will lure your plants away, and it will be easier to identify them and kill them on those plants rather than on your vegetable crops. So I thank Wendy Wilbur. And if you're interested in the Master Gardener program, contact your local extension office to see when they are holding classes so that you can become a master gardener. I recommend it highly. And even if you're new to Florida, it's a great class to take so that you can learn how to become a master gardener. And so that I'll post that on our Facebook page later on today, a link to the Master Gardener program for you. So we have Heather Stickney coming up. She is the National Sales Manager for Summit Responsible Solutions. She has over 25 years experience, and I can't wait to talk to her. She has solutions for all of our outdoor pest problems, and I'm looking forward to talking to her. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone, they're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Joining us right now is Heather Stickney. She's the National Sales Manager for Summit Responsible Solutions. She has over 25 years experience in the lawn and garden industry. She's worked on solutions for pest problems in the landscape for a long time. And she lives in Perrysburg, Ohio, near Toledo. And she also loves container gardens in the spring. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. We love talking with you, and we just love Summit Responsible Solutions products. I'm just telling you, they're great in the landscape. So,
we appreciate that. Thank you.
You're getting a little rain this morning. Temperatures are warming up. So what is spring like for you?
Spring in Ohio is a little bit like a roller coaster ride. One day temperatures are high, the next day we plummet back into winter weather. But yes, we're getting some rain this morning, and spring is on the horizon. So we're looking forward to warmer days and more daylight.
I'm sure you are. So we have had some really rainy fall weather with the storms. And then also the last few weeks, we've had more rain and we've had flooding. There's still some areas. I was driving yesterday through Seminole County that are still flooded. So how long before we have mosquito issues?
You know, mosquitoes are really active in Florida, and in particular South Florida, all winter long. So their activity decreases a little bit when temperatures drop below 50 degrees. They're most active when temperatures are between 80 to 90 degrees. And they thrive in warm, humid weather, which makes Florida an ideal climate for them. So it would really not be out of the ordinary for you to have mosquitoes present and active currently.
We are going to be reaching high temperatures, you know, record highs this week, so I don't doubt it at all. And so how long, tell us about the mosquito cycle. How long does it take for mosquitoes to really grow and be a pest?
They go through a couple of different stages. So the female lays their eggs in water. They develop into larvae, and that's when you typically see them as little wigglers. They pupate, and then they become those pesky biting adults. So they go through a couple of different stages in their life cycle.
There you go. So Summit Responsible Solutions has a new mosquito option this spring, because we are all familiar with bits and dunks. But you have now dunk chunks. What are dunk chunks?
It's a little bit of a tongue twister to say, but mosquito dunk chunks are really just a smaller version of the mosquito dunks. They're smaller pieces. They're made with the same active ingredient, so they work the exact same way.
And so the ingredient, tell us a little bit about the ingredient, because people are concerned about putting, you know, chemicals out in the lawn for pests, and they don't want to do that, but tell us what's a natural chemical that you use?
The active ingredient, it's a soil-borne bacterium called BTI. That's the shortened version of it. And essentially, it is toxic only to mosquito larvae. So it won't harm other living things like pets and wildlife, beneficial insects. You can use it with a high degree of confidence that it's going to take care of your mosquito problem and really not hurt anything else.
And it doesn't affect the soil. So anybody walking through it or children playing in the yard, they're safe too as well.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So we are coming up on spring break this week, and I know lots of families are coming to Florida for visiting other family and seeing the attractions. So, but they're going to be having parties. And so what do you recommend for residents that they want to have a barbecue outside during a spring break, or just want to have a picnic? What do you recommend for them?
Sure. We have a couple of different options. I think first, you can use a lawn spray in areas where mosquitoes harbor, something like our mosquito and gnat barrier, to knock down populations. If people are going to be outside hiking or camping, I would recommend something like Green Armor, which can be used as an added layer of protection to treat clothing and gear and help repel and kill mosquitoes.
That is so wonderful. I wish I had had that when I was in the Girl Scouts, because you could spray this on the tents and even on your clothing. And besides mosquitoes, what else does it prevent? Anything else?
You know, it will help repel and kill ticks, as well as chiggers and mites. So all of those can be very problematic. Ticks especially can transmit disease. So anything you can do to help prevent them getting onto your person
is
beneficial.
Thank you. Thank you. So water features are very popular in Florida, with artificial water features and koi ponds. And so I have a two-tiered water fountain. So would I use the mosquito dunks or the mosquito dunk chunks?
It really depends on the size of your feature. The dunk chunks treat smaller areas of water. They treat up to 25 square feet of water, and the dunks treat up to 100 square feet of water, regardless of depth.
Okay.
So the best option for your feature really depends on its size.
Okay. And how long does it last?
It will last up to 30 days.
Oh, that's great. And so even with bromeliads, we have a lot of bromeliads in tropical landscapes here. And people are concerned about mosquitoes being the bromeliad cup being a, you know, habitat for mosquitoes. So they could use that. And then also mosquito bits, right?
Mosquito bits, yes. Yep. Mosquito bits don't last quite as long. But they are a great way to broadcast and also treat smaller areas of water, for example, in those bromeliads.
Okay. And so where would people get them?
You can find Summit products in retailers like hardware stores, garden centers, home improvement centers, and we also have product available online.
That's great. There's Green Armor insect repellent, and all of these, are they ready mix, or they're ready to use right away?
The Green Armor, yes, is ready to use. It's a spray, and the dunk chunks, the dunks and the bits are all ready to use as well.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and the year-round oil spray is ready to use?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
It is. It's pre-mixed and ready to use.
And it's very easy to use. I know that they are a sponsor of our show, but for the last 5 years, I've used, you know, Summit Responsible Solutions products on my own personally. And with this new Green Armor, we have turkeys. And, you know, you're always worried about your babies and them being taken care of, because even if you're going to eat them later on, they're still your babies, right? Okay, so anyway, I digress. I don't know why they give me a mic. Anyway, but I have like a thin cloth between them, and they like to kind of lay near it. Mosquitoes. So I took that Green Armor this last season, and about once a week I would spray that down with them, not around it, but I would spray that down, and I had noticed a huge decrease in the mosquitoes, and it made me be able to sleep a little bit better at night. So thank you, Heather, for you guys having that product.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lizzie.
That's wonderful, yeah.
So you also like container gardens and then also indoor plants. What products, if someone gets fungal gnats, what would they use?
For fungus gnats, I would recommend our mosquito bits. If you mix those in water and let them steep and sort of make a tea out of the product, and then use that to water your plants, you are going to kill fungus gnat larvae in the soil and help break that life cycle so that you knock down the adult population as well.
Oh, excellent. That is wonderful. And so, again, tell everyone where they can find the products.
Our web address, so you can find it in retail stores, home improvement centers, hardware stores, garden centers, and online. Our web address is summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I mentioned container gardens, and I'll be doing a talk later on today about container gardens at Peterson's Nursery. But I just want to know, you say that you love containers in the springtime, but you have a black thumb. So what's going on there?
Well, I wish I knew. It would make me so much happier. But I think that I just was not blessed with a green thumb. So I have to rely on family and friends to help me out sometimes.
Well, you can always call the show. And so,
I would be happy to. Thank you.
You're welcome, Heather. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll be posting links to Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, or Summit Responsible Solutions, to our Facebook page today.
Yes.
And you can find it. But again, you can find it in hardware stores, in the box stores, and then also online, and then at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll talk soon again. I love her.
Me too. Yeah, she's so sweet. And then the fact that, you know, one, she calls in early. Two, she has an amazing product. And I'm telling you, honestly, like I said, they are a sponsor. But before I even knew they were a sponsor or I worked this show, I was using this product because of the safety features, you know.
Yes.
So
does not hurt children, doesn't hurt pets, birds, wildlife, fish.
Yes.
It does not hurt fish. It only targets mosquito larvae.
Yes.
And that to me is fascinating. And it's a natural product. We get it right out of the ground.
Yes.
And it's safe. So I do appreciate Heather Stigney. I'm going to have her on often. But she's got some more products there that go to the website, summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And you can see all of their products. And you can see all of the descriptions of what you might find something else that you need. And we do appreciate her sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens. So we do appreciate that. So 1-888-455-2967. And if you have a gardening question, we would love to hear it. And then also, you can text us 23680. So, JAC, you had another second part to your question. I'll be talking about that. But I did want to remind everyone that, or repeat again, that Tom McCubbin's wife, Joni, passed away March 8th. And it's very sad. And if you'd like to send a card, they don't want any flowers. They're going to have a private service in later on. But you can send a card to Tom McCubbin, care of Better Lawns and Gardens, WFLA Orlando, Suite 401, 2500 Maitland Center Parkway, Maitland, Florida, 32751. And you can go onto our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and it's pinned to the top.
Yes.
So you can get it there. In lieu of flowers, Tom requested that you donate to your favorite charity in Joni's name. That would be lovely.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you so much. We're going to be back with your gardening questions and also your text messages, and we're going to have a wonderful day.
That's right. We're
looking forward to it. If you missed any of today's show or any other shows, you can go to iHeart Better Lawns and Gardens page, and you can hear all of them. You can download all of the shows.
Yes.
You can hear them 24/7 while you're working in your garden, while you're taking your walk. You don't have to do it at 7 in the morning.
Right. That's the best part about it. If you go to betterlawns.com, you can actually find all of our podcasts there and just download them and listen them to you while you work. Because I believe it or not, there are days that I go home and I'm listening, but then I'm also shaking my head going, I don't understand why people give me a mic. Nope. Okay.
No, we do because we love you, Lizzie. So we're moving on. We're going to come back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to us right here on WFLA Orlando. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Young men just don't seem to listen to the radio anymore. They're too busy with their ear pods and TV games.
It's iPods and video games?
Whatever. Point is, young men are probably not listening to me right now, but they will listen to you. So I need you to remind them to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. It's an easy way to keep the door open to important benefits like college loans and government jobs, and it's the law. So please, feel
using
free to
math,
remind
talk.
Them to go to sss.gov or any post office to register.
I heard that.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good.
Others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty.
Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. If you're a parent and are worried about your child's social and emotional development, you may have asked yourself questions like, am I over-worrying this issue? Are my son's tantrums typical? What if my daughter has a disability? If so, you're not alone. Thankfully, researchers are helping parents answer these questions. In fact, there's a new groundbreaking study on childhood mental health through Duke University. The Autism and Beyond study is aimed to test new video technology that can analyze a child's emotions and behaviors. And this will lead to tools that will eventually determine an earlier diagnosis. Because the early years of a child's development really matter, children with autism and mental health issues can have fruitful lives when they receive that early diagnosis. Would you like to learn more? Then just visit today, disabilitycampaign.org.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, 1-888-455-2967. If you have a gardening question, we'd love to hear from you. 26380 if you have a text message. And so we'd love to hear from you. Either way. So JAC came back with a really great question, and he says, how does soil test when you have multiple 7-gallon pots and multiple 8x3 in-ground beds? And what I would suggest is that I would do the pot separately and the ground bed separately. But JAC, take a teaspoon, a tablespoon, and take a soil sample from each one of your pots, put it into one bag, and mix it up. And then for the ground beds, I would do the same thing. Take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of soil from every bed and put it into one little baggie and mix it up. and then you could do the soil test on each one of them. So that would be the same way as if you have a yard, you just don't want to test one area if you're doing multiple beds. You could just take samples of soil from each bed area, different parts of your yard, because the soil pH and the nutrients can change within about a 10-foot area. It can be quite different. So I would do them separately, mix them up into a cup or a baggie, and then soil test those, and then just mark on it, make sure you remember which one is which, that these are the pots and these are the ground beds, and you can get a soil test that way. We do recommend Agritech soil test kits. You can get them at your extension offices, or you can get them online, and I would Agritech soil test kit, and let me just see right here. I can give you the website. I'll post the website again for you so you can do that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Now, what kind of vegetables can you be planting right now? Well, we're out of winter time, so you definitely want to plant your summer vegetables, and it's time to start thinking about your Halloween pumpkins. So you could be planting beans and calabaza, cantaloupes, cassavas, chayotes, corn, cucumbers, dasheen, eggplants, Jerusalem artichokes, and then yakima, luffas, malanga, all of the Caribbean vegetables and South American vegetables you can be planting right now. New Zealand spinach, that can take the heat unlike regular spinach. Okra and peppers and pumpkins. Southern peas, squash, tamarillos, tomatoes, and watermelon. And so those are the vegetables you can be planting right now. If you have your gardens and you still have your herbs, you can go ahead and still be planting herbs. They can take the heat. You can be planting anise and basil, bay laurel, borage, cardamom, chervil, and chives and coriander, costimary, dill, and fennel. And even if you don't like dill and fennel, plant them anyway for the butterflies. Okay, they love them. Gingers and lemon balm, sweet marjoram, Mexican tarragon. I love tarragon. It makes béarnaise sauce, and that is one of my favorite sauces. Mint and oregano, rosemary, sage, thyme, and watercress. Well, I use some homemade thyme in my corned beef that we're making for St. Patrick's Day, and it's going to be delicious. It smells great. And then bulbs you can be planting. The amaryllis bulbs are already just blooming their little hearts out. So here in Florida, we can plant our amaryllis in the ground, and you can just keep them in the ground, and they will just rebloom year after year. So amaryllis are blooming right now wonderfully. But here's the thing. And you want to make sure that you're walking your yards. If you're growing crinums and amaryllis and other thick, leafy, really, really, really thick-leaved plants and flowers, lubber grasshoppers are on the move. Okay, they're small right now, and they're reddish and black with black stripes. And you want to kill them now, please. Okay, you want to kill them now. You can do a stomp dance on them. You can spray right now an insecticide on them, and it will kill them. They're going to keep growing larger and larger and larger. And by summertime, they're going to be adults, and the only two things that can kill them are bricks. Okay, that's the only thing. Insecticide does not work. Now, you get points if you get them in the road. You literally can see them in the road. I have seen slick patches that look like oil spills, where it's just that's how many lubber grasshoppers have been in the road.
Let's not encourage this. Don't use your vehicle to try to kill them. Okay, let's pull that off the table.
Well, I'm just saying if you just kind of swerve the tires over, you can hear them crunch, Lizzie,
that's
in
good.
The road.
Yeah, you know what? Let's not use vehicles, okay?
And then you can cut them in half, and they don't even know they're dead. That's how evil they are.
Welcome to the Bare Lawns and Gardens Horror Show.
Well, but I'm just telling you, start looking for lubber grasshoppers, okay? Lubber grasshoppers are hatching right now. And so that's, you know, it. I just hate them, Lizzie. I'm sorry.
You know what? I understand. And you know, it's basically they're invasive, and so therefore they need to be taken care of while they're younger. So.
And they hatch in 50 to 100 at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, and they can defoliate a plant overnight. You got a beautiful plant, and you can say, "I'm going to take a lovely picture of that tomorrow," and then you go out there, and it's gone, and it's because of lubber grasshoppers. So, if you see them. See them, get rid of them. They do not. They
but
do
not with your vehicle.
Not with your vehicle. Okay. So cherry tomato, annual or perennial. Cherry tomatoes can go a couple of years. I mean, you don't. They're considered annuals, but they can be perennial in some instances, especially the Everglades one. And so, the cherry tomatoes, if they don't get red, I would say look at the variety. There are yellow varieties of cherry tomatoes, JAC. And so it just may have gone and you've got a different variety than just a red one. So good. I mean, they still taste great. There's nothing wrong with it. We're going to be back. If you have a question, we've still got another segment for you to call in, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you're listening on Saturday mornings, it's Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at getheartchecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to get me some photos, you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com, and I will be happy to answer, and I look forward to them. So C in Winter Haven says, my amaryllis stems are tall and skinny this year, and wind blew them down. What should I do for next year? Well, I don't think you need to stake them, C, but I would wonder why. They are tall and skinny. It could be the variety, but are you fertilizing them? They're flowers, so, you know, fertilizing on a regular basis, whether it's every 6 months or every 3 months with different fertilizers, slow release fertilizers. If you're fertilizing and this is happening, that just may be the variety of amaryllis you have. But if you're not fertilizing, I would go ahead and consider, fertilizing and see if make them stronger. Now that the wind blew them down, we've had some really gusty storms and tornadoes. And when you have that, it's not going to there's nothing you really can do about the wind blowing them down unless you want to cover them. And you maybe just put some pots with a stake on it so that the pots stay in the ground and aren't blown away with the wind, or boxes that are staked down. And you can even do, you know, possibly a frost cloth, and just go ahead and cover them, stake it down, and then that will kind of give them a little bit of protection from the wind. Okay. So I would do that. Now, if your cherry tomatoes are not getting red, and again, you say that this is a variety that came from the seeds from a previous plant that was red. I don't know. I'd have to see what it looks like, but sometimes, you know, tomatoes revert, or they you have a little bit of a hybrid there. It's just going to morph into something else, and that's genetics. And so I would have to see them, JAC. So send me pictures. I'd love to, and I can then kind of make a better decision on it. And so let's see. We have the storm coming up next Monday. And if you look at my landscape malpractice this month in my newsletter, I have some really, a landscape maintenance that's really bad about leaning trees, and straighten them up immediately. Okay. So if you have a storm Sunday and Monday, go out Tuesday and straighten it up. Even if it's to, you know, kind of dig the roots up and push it back up. You want to straighten your trees right after the storm. Don't let them continue to grow sideways. You know, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months later, they're still growing sideways. So straighten all your trees up. That's very important. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Weed products, as we start getting warmer, herbicides. You want to do any kind of weed control right now when the temperatures, and I don't mean today with the storm coming, do it after the storm, but when the temperatures are below 85 degrees. Once temperatures are averaging 75 to 85 degrees, the herbicides do not work as well, if at all. Okay, you want to get them when the weeds are young and that they're more susceptible to the herbicide. Once the temperatures are over 85 degrees, the plant is just so much stronger, and you have a chance, if you're using a weed and feed, to damage your turf and not the weed. Okay, so just make sure that using herbicides before the end of March, first part of April, then when the temperatures are averaging 85 degrees every day, you don't want to use an herbicide until the fall. Okay, you can fertilize, but you don't use herbicides in temperatures over 85 degrees. Thank you. That was a great question. Let's see. Cold weather damage. All the cold weather damage that you received this year, last winter, go ahead and make sure it's cut off your tree. Go ahead. You can trim it now. That's not a problem. And then crepe myrtles. The crepe myrtle going on right now is unbelievable. I saw trees that were like cut down to 5 feet tall, but the caliper was like 10 inches. This was a tree that was had a huge trunk, crepe myrtle, and they hacked it all the way down to the main stem. That tree, that poor tree, is going to look so ugly. It is going to leaf out right there with a 10-inch caliper trunk. It's going to leaf out again, and it's going to sucker more. The more you cut your plants like that, the more you cut crepe myrtles like that, hack them back, the more it's going to sucker, and it's not going to look good. The blooms are going to be really huge panicles that'll bend over in the ground and touch the ground instead of growing straight up and having a lovely canopy of blooming flowers. There is no reason to do that to a crepe myrtle. Now, you can, if you need to, trim a branch or a twig if it's going the wrong way. If it's butting up next to another branch, you can go ahead and cut that. You can do that any time of the year, and that's not going to hurt the tree. But hacking it off right at 5 foot tall, and you've got a big trunk underneath it, is not good.
We have a caller, Nanette from Oviedo.
Good morning, Nanette. How can I help you?
Good morning. So I have a gardenia bush. It's potted. I bought it not too long ago. It's not small, but it's pretty medium size.
Okay.
But the leaves are getting really black, and it seems like it's some kind of film on it.
Yes, that's called sooty mold.
Up.
Yeah, that's sooty mold. You have an insect issue. You can use an insecticidal soap on it. Spray the top of the leaves and the bottom of the leaves. I don't know whether it's whiteflies or spider mites. Or aphids, you'll see an insect. If you'll turn over the leaves, look at every leaf on that little bush, you'll find them, and use an insecticidal soap. Follow the instructions, and you may have to do it 2 or 3 times. Okay. But it's
okay.
Where is it located?
It's on my front porch.
Okay, and do you have a screened-in front porch?
No,
it's just open to the... Okay, so I would suggest that you move it out a little bit. Is it up against the wall?
No,
it's right. Where is it sitting on your porch?
It's pushed forward where I have other landscaping.
Okay, so it's pushed forward where you have other. So it just air circulation is very important to gardenias and camellias.
Okay.
So go ahead and just kind of widen that area out so it's got good air circulation. Use insecticidal soap and it'll recover.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All
right, Nanette, thank you so much, and. So didn't you want to say no, Nanette, there?
I love that name.
Yes, Nanette.
That was nice.
Isn't it Nanette? It's a nice name. Let me just say, too, that if you'd like to send condolences to Tom McCubbin, you can send a card to Better Lawns and Gardens, WFLA Orlando, Suite 401, 2500 Maitland Center Parkway, Maitland, Florida, 32751, and we have the address on our Facebook page, and we will get that to him, and I know he would appreciate that. I am going to be at Peterson's Nursery today talking about container gardens, taking photographs with Howie and Karen, and the lectures are free. You're welcome to come, and it's at 2184 East County Road, 540A, Lakeland, Florida. And come out and see me and bring your gardening plants or any kind of weeds you'd like identified. And I would love to meet with you. So I'm going to be talking about my designer tips for containers. So how often can I fertilize my Christmas palm? This is from Pat in Melbourne. It's about 6 foot tall. I would fertilize it every 3 months with a palm fertilizer so you can get that extra micronutrients of manganese and magnesium and boron in there, and use a slow-release fertilizer every 3 months. Follow the label instructions on how much. Okay, that's a great question. I love Christmas palms, and they look nicely, and they're a really beautiful, beautiful palm tree. I recommend those rather than queen palms.
Ah, okay.
You know, they look nicer and stuff. Let's see here. What more can you be doing right now? You can, this is a great time to be adding shrubs and trees and getting in your garden plants in right now. We're going to be having some rain Monday. We're also getting rain next weekend. And as we get further into the season of summertime, we're still in spring, but it's going to be summertime weather. We're going to have a little bit more rain. If your planted, your poinsettias in the ground, then right now is a good time to cut them. You can cut them 12 to 18 inches from the ground and begin feeding them if you haven't already. That's important. Divide your orchids right now is good. You can feed them every other week with a diluted fertilizer solution. And then also, too, you want to make sure your mulch is full in your landscape. Now, when I mean full, only 3 inches. 3 to 4 inches is all you need. If you use more than that, you can prevent the water from getting into the ground, okay? And so getting to the root system. And that's not going to be good. Only 3 to 4 inches. Keep, make a tree ring around the tree or shrub that you're using. You don't want the mulch piled up against the brunch. I'd like to say thank you to Heather Stickney for calling in today. She has wonderful products, SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for mosquitoes and ticks and mites. And you're having parties with spring break coming up. And just the weather's going to be lovely to go outside and have a barbecue. You don't want to have to deal with the insects. So get a hold of Summit Responsible Solutions, mosquito bits, dunks, and chunks, and then year-round spray oil, and then also, too, Green Armor insecticide spray. And that those products will help you enjoy the outdoors all that more. Lizzie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to our listeners. You all rock. We appreciate you so much.
And we're going to be back next week. Lots of great guests coming up next week. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. If you're a parent and are worried about your child's social and emotional development, you may have asked yourself questions like, am I over-worrying this issue? Are my son's tantrums typical? What if my daughter has a disability? If so, you're not alone. Thankfully, researchers are helping parents answer these questions. In fact, there's a new groundbreaking study on childhood mental health through Duke University. The Autism and Beyond study is aimed to test new video technology that can analyze a child's emotions and behaviors. And this will lead to tools that will eventually determine an earlier diagnosis. Because the early years of a child's development really matter, children with autism and mental health issues can have fruitful lives when they receive that early diagnosis. Would you like to learn more? Then just visit today, disabilitycampaign.org.